In a world full of noise, long-term thinking stands out. On the Capital Ideas podcast, Capital Group leaders explore the decisions that matter most in investing, leadership, and life. It's a rare look inside a firm that's been helping people pursue their financial goals for more than 90 years. Listen to the Capital Ideas podcast from Capital Group. Published by Capital Client Group, Inc.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter, from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret, about a secret little show.
Oh, I love it when you sing, Vinny.
Don't.
I do.
Do not.
Give me a little more.
No.
No, I don't want to. But I love it when you sing. Why don't you sing?
You don't. I feel like deep down.
What do you mean I don't?
You want to sing.
No, I don't.
I feel like singing.
I am not a singer.
Oh.
Oh, listen to this. My friend's boyfriend kept pushing it out after college, then after they bought a house, etc. Then they broke up, and he married someone else in a year.
That's the thing. I think sometimes it isn't even just that he doesn't want to commit. He just doesn't want to commit to you. He likes you good enough.
That could be it. I'm not going to say that's not possible, but I also think that we have a tendency to think we're going to be in some...
They bought a house together, though.
Some
that's...
profound transformation as we age, and in reality, you just find yourself, you know, slogging along one day at a time. But marriage? I got to go to work today. I can't think about that.
What's the matter with... I just said, you know, I just don't think you're the one.
I don't know if that's... That could
be
it. I
like banging you and everything, but...
But that's why I think the suggestion we made is the answer. Just tell him.
Yeah.
Look, we had a deal. We talked about it. I want to be a married person. There's nothing wrong with wanting to be a married person.
No.
If that's... And there's not even if... How do I put this? You don't even have to have a reason why.
Mm-mm.
You can want what you want and not even understand why.
Right.
So,
but it's what you want. So express that to
right.
your partner.
Say that that's what you want and understand that, okay, you might very well be moving on.
Yeah. We need to have a serious conversation about this thing that I want to happen that you don't really seem to want to happen as much. And if you are going to continue with that, I'm going to need to, I love you. I'm going to need to go seek that out elsewhere. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I wonder if these people were married. It's a Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, by the way.
Did we start yet?
Yeah, sure. We're started. Thursday, January 12th, 2023. Gang's all here. Bryn might not be. I mean, Bryn may have to go. He's got the baby
right.
He's caring for. I so appreciate the hard work that you put in, even though you're supposedly on paternity leave. Like, it's just great, Bryn, you know?
Oh, thanks. It's team, you know?
And I will say, Alex, way to step up. Alex has really been pulling it off lately. Did all the
thank
all
you.
The
I appreciate that.
Clock hour. Yeah.
The bummer is we used to have all this help and redundancy, and now we have zero help or zero redundancy.
Right.
So it really
one
does become
gone,
like,
really do
oh
feel
my God,
hole.
Bryn, if you do really leave us, it's over.
Yeah. Well, the working from home part's over. That's for sure. See you every day. I have a story. That I saw this morning. It's just one of those things where they say, you know, on this day in history.
Mm-hmm.
And I read this and then I read it again. And it's about the youngest parents on record.
So this is gross, is what you're saying.
Oh, yeah.
It's like some grown man who knocked up a 5-year old. What are you about to tell us?
Well, they would have to have their period, you know.
Oh, all right. Well, I don't know what, you know.
I mean, listen, I'm not saying that it's the youngest person that's ever
had
sex.
I had a fully hairy dick at like 7. So, I mean, I think that different people hit puberty at different times.
Clearly, yeah.
But okay, so let's hear it.
Well, I want you to guess. Like, and I will say this. They're both really young. This isn't some gross old guy.
Oh, so it's a...
It's a couple. So I don't even know if they're married. I don't know if this was like...
12.
Younger.
10?
Younger.
So then it is that gross. They're children.
They're little children. This date in 1910, and they call them a couple from China. So I don't know.
Well,
if they're married, I don't know if it was like her very first period. She got pregnant. Like 8 years old is really fucking young to have
a couple. You're not even you can't be a couple at that age. Grown-ups can tell you you're a couple.
Yeah.
But at that age, you don't even know.
Well, they were clearly figuring it out because the dad was 9 and the mother was 8 when the baby was born.
Oh, my God. When the baby was born?
When the baby was born.
Did the mom survive the childbirth?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Think about an 8-year-old. Like, first of all,
my kid's 9.
I know.
Yeah. So I can easily put myself there. And the answer's no.
Yeah. Well, she's childlike still. I think of this person as being, if you're 8 years old, well, and maybe even 7 years old and already have your period, like that is just, that feels like abnormal hormonal activity to me. It's just, this seems like it's fake. 113 years ago, 1910. A couple from China became like the world record holders as youngest parents in history. Can you imagine? Now, let's say your daughter has a kid when she's 10 even, and the mom's 18. So now she's a grandma at 18. Like it's just insanity. It's insanity. I just thought things that make you go, ugh.
Yeah, that's awful.
It is awful. Anyway, there's that. Boom. Closed.
Okay.
So how are you guys?
Good.
Excellent.
We have a bad advice you saved from yesterday, right?
Oh, no, we did that one. I have some stuff.
Oh, okay.
I don't like to jump in too fast because sometimes that's when the magic happens is like somebody goes, oh, well, this
no,
one
I understand.
Thing.
But
I don't want to cut off, but I am reading The Gray Man, so that's what I've been doing.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Sarah got me The Gray Man, so loving it.
Did you just start it?
Yeah, no, actually, I'm almost finished.
Oh.
With the first one.
Oh, well, we'll have to get you the next one. Oh.
Yeah, and I do...
How do you like it? Listen, he's listening to it.
Yeah, I really like it a lot, yeah. It's just my attention span is zero.
It's a muscle. You have so to learn I'm to still, listen yeah, to the book is, and not get distracted.
There is stuff that I'm like, I might have to go back and kind of do another...
Pass?
Yeah, but I know, you know, mainly what's going on, so it's really good. And now I can't wait to watch the movie.
I will say the movie's a bit of a disappointment.
The books are
because
by
I think
far
the book
better.
Is so good.
By far.
Okay.
And I like all of them. You know what's funny about those books? And I've finished all of them. Hopefully another one comes out at some point. They're each one of them, because it's a whole different, it's the same guy, but it's always like setting up a different thing. And I don't care about the new thing until I'm a little ways in. And then I start to like,
you know what
I
would say?
By the end of every one of them, I'm like, that was the best one.
What I would say, the same of those Corman
Strike
books, is each one starts and I'm sort of laboring my way into the story. And then I don't know when or where it clicks, where I'm hooked.
Right.
But then suddenly I can't stop and I'm into it.
Yeah.
And that's...
You going to start the new one?
I've already started the new one.
Yeah.
But I loved the last one a lot. Like, it's really good. And
yes.
I started the new one.
And you had a hard time getting through that one because I remember you put that down for a while.
It started slow.
Yeah.
Started slow and I was sort of like, meh.
Yeah, this new one is, I just love it. Although I will say, it's called The Ink Black Heart. It's a Robert Galbraith Cormorant Strike book. J.K. Rowling. I had a hard time with the beginning of it because there's all these online chats and I
yep.
really thought that I would have to really keep track of all these names and all these people. I'm like, what is happening and what is going on? You don't have to. Like,
some of the best lessons don't come from a classroom. They come from experience. On The Power of Advice, a new podcast series from Capital Group, you'll hear from CEOs, investors, and founders about how they built careers, took risks, and reinvented themselves. If you're starting your own journey, this is the kind of advice you won't want to miss. Available wherever you get your podcasts. Published by Capital Client Group, Inc.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Furniture shopping can be overwhelming. There are so many options, and it's hard to know what's actually worth it. That's why I always turn to reviews to guide my decisions. If something has hundreds of five-star reviews, I'm paying attention. And Bob's Discount Furniture has tons of highly rated pieces that make choosing a whole lot easier. Like their Elm dining set, which has over 700 five-star reviews. It's a gorgeous setup with a real marble table and comfortable Bobapedic seating that instantly upgrades your dining space. And at $9.99, it's a super approachable way to get that high-end look. Or check out Bob's Copper Radiance Queen Extra Firm Mattress. Over 400 five-star reviews and recommended by Consumer Reports. It's designed with a copper-infused cover and high-density Bobapedic foam for support. Plus, it comes with a 20-year warranty. And if you're looking for a sofa upgrade, the Modular Bob Sectional is a customer favorite with over 1,000 five-star reviews. It's got soft, durable upholstery, storage, wireless charging, and starts at just $250 per piece, so you can customize it without overthinking it. For quality furniture and everyday low prices, shop at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
The further you get into the book, the more these chats happen, the more the names start to resonate with you, and you understand more about what's going on there. Just like don't like beat yourself up if you're having a hard, if you're like
that.
What is
that in particular, though, because I just started it, and one of the things that happened for me was as I was going through the story, there was a point where the chapter ends and the next chapter starts, and they go, "And Robin," and I went, "Oh right, I'm," because they were completely in another world, and you forget. Oh yep. Yeah, that I'm supposed to be listening to Robin and Cormoran, and I'm
right, and I'm involved with this whole right, other
I'm
thing
all caught
going
in this,
on here, right?
You know, these super fans that are not very nice or weird.
No, right, and then you'll find out more and more about them as it goes on, and it's I am riveted by this book. Right now, like I get so bummed when I'm listening to it at night, and I'm, you know how you're on the edge of sleep, and then something exciting happens on your book. You're like, oh god, ah, let me back that up.
I don't do that in bed.
Oh, I do.
No way.
It'll put me right to sleep, but then if something exciting happens, that's it. I'm screwed. Right. Now I'm going to listen to another 15 minutes of it. Okay, this is a follow up here. So I'm glad you like
the Gray Man books are
Gray Man books
so
are
good. Yeah,
epic.
Yeah. It's been in the rain, like listening to it on the way to work has been like, I got to focus more on the.
That's
road.
Distracting.
Yeah, it is a little distracting.
Yeah.
So, but it's like really nice
chapter.
Though. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
good.
All.
He's a likable character in a Dexter-esque way because he's not a good guy.
I'm excited to compare the movie and even though I know now the movie's not as good, but I'm excited
it's
to compare
good.
Them.
It's
you
fine.
Know?
It's good. It's an action movie. You'll like it, but it's not. And it's not exactly the same. Like they took a lot of liberties with certain characters. Okay, this is from I'm not sure if this was last Friday or the Friday before. This is about the boobs and sore boobs.
Oh right, I went and bought
Evening Primrose.
Evening Primrose, yes.
And any,
I gave it to her. And I said, this should, I'm told this will help with the boob
tenderness,
sensitivity, whatever. And she said, okay. And she took it. And then I said, I don't know, a couple days later, how's that going? And she said, you know, I read about that stuff and there are side effects that I'm worried about.
Oh, like what?
I don't know.
I have been taking that for 15 years. Easy.
Oh.
And so far, I mean, who knows? Maybe I have horns growing on the back of my head.
No,
I
think that, you know,
everybody reacts very differently to stuff.
And certainly there's nothing wrong with looking at the side effects to something and deciding for yourself whether they're worth it or not. You know, for me, I want access to boobs without a shriek or a, you know, a pullback or a. So to me, I would like her to do it. But if she's not interested, I get it.
And I'm sure there's other things that can.
No.
You know, a doctor might be able to give
She's
you something.
Got tiny ones, so it's not like it's, you know, removing a big part of our repertoire. that you could rub her shoulder and just pretend. No, I just mean that it's not. It's you know,
like that, Alex.
I've never put my dick between her tits because you can't.
Yeah. Well, it could be like a. No, you're right. Okay. I was thinking it'd be like a taco, but it really can't. Like, yeah, you know.
No, you don't even, do that.
I feel like you got to try.
To put my dick between her tits?
Well, he I mean, I her would. Tits are
I mean,
too
well,
tender.
My wife's are good. You know, they're great, but yeah, they're not like, you know.
Hers are good. I'm
not like
saying
big.
That.
They're so just, I
no,
still.
No, hers, are, like, Christina's really flat.
They're A cups, yeah. And that's fine. I'm not bummed.
If that.
I don't even, I'm not, I don't feel like, oh, I'm being. I just don't want her to be like, ow! Like, fuck, what do you mean, ow? I'm not even, I barely even touched you.
Yeah. To squeeze those together to get your dick between would be, it'd be asking a lot.
Look, there are people with huge tits, and sure, you put your dick between them. If you've got to actually, like, cram them together and then push yourself in the middle and hold yourself, come on, what's the point?
You could fucking armpit, back of a knee. I mean, there's all kinds of places
you know what?
You can get
She's
some traction.
Got perfect. Serviceable areas that I can fuck. I don't need to.
Great, good.
I'm not.
You
in
don't
a,
need any extra.
I don't miss anything. Bones. I just don't want her to be in hurt by hugging.
This person is 44, almost 45, with a 5 and a 7-year-old, and similar to Christina, my boobs are super sensitive, and I never noticed it prior to having kids. I breastfed for over 4 years straight, and prior to being pregnant / breastfeeding, they were normal. Which was a huge pain in my love life. They were no, I don't understand. Okay. Prior to being pregnant and breastfeeding, they were normal, which was a huge pain in my love life. I don't know why that would be a pain in your love life. Well, until my ex decided to try feeding off me during a session. Oh, he sucked her milk.
Okay. Oh, God. I love when Homelander's.
Dude.
What is that about?
And it just. Where are you in that series now?
I'm in this. I finished the second episode of the second season last night.
It just gets better and better.
So good. Sorry.
We're talking about the boys on HBO?
Nope. On Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime. So, so good.
So, okay. So she's saying he even drank some milk while we were doing it.
It sounds like, yeah, she says that she's not saying how she addressed the pain. Oh, I see. So prior to they were normal, and so it's a huge pain in her love life. She doesn't say what she's done to rectify any of this, but she does say that he fed off her during a session, and that was amazing.
Hmm.
Which I would not have expected. Signed L.
Hmm.
Lactation specialist.
I mean, that's one of the things that I don't necessarily like girl on top more than any other position, but if I were to say why I like that as much as I do, it is the whole tits in your face. You know, you can really get at them, put them in your mouth while she's boning you.
Sure, whatever.
It's nice.
Right.
But I don't know what. So what is her letter?
That's it.
She's just saying that she's also
had the pain. Yeah. And I will say, while I did very freely give my recommendation for evening primrose, you absolutely should probably check with your doctor. I don't know. I mean,
no, the internet is a fine resource to check out anything you put in your body.
I hate giving like any kind of medical advice because,
right?
I'm not a doctor, even though I'm so such a good therapist. You know, I'm not. I'm not actually
writer
qualified.
Saying that the sucking her milk out helped the pain.
That seems like. Seems like what she was saying. He decided to try feeding off me during a session. Which I found nursing to be, you know, it was nice, but it was uncomfortable at times, you know, like those little buggers.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. No, I was just wondering.
Why? You want to feed?
No. It looked like a light bulb went off.
It sounds like
you're
like, I need to suck some titty. Is that what you're up to?
I'm just trying to understand. The letter.
It's
I don't fully understand
weird.
It.
I don't
That's
fully
all.
Understand it either.
See if you can, you know, it's right there. I think I just moved it to the red folder. Can
okay.
you, can you just
yeah,
read through
it
to see if, am I missing, am I like
Let
saying this wrong? I breastfed for over 4 years straight, and prior to being pregnant and breastfeeding, they were normal, which was a huge pain in my love life until my ex decided just, I just think there's actually.
You know, I think that oftentimes, this happens in texts, it happens in emails, sometimes you take a section out or remove a section. It feels like something got moved out of place or words got written in and she didn't delete something that she should have.
Right.
So that, I mean, that happens.
Yeah, try and proofread your stuff before you send it here. We're not, we are, despite appearances, we're not geniuses.
I see, I think. It's basically, it's, nothing's missing there, but it looks like because she's basically saying her love life was suffering huge. And so that feeding during the session helped the love life become amazing.
Oh. Mm.
Does that make sense?
Yes. Mm. It does. I guess.
All right. Yeah. Okay. That's pretty much what
anyway, I don't know. You know, if, and I would absolutely welcome anybody else's thoughts or things that worked for them to get rid of this tenderness, because I'm telling you, it was a major problem.
Well, that's why I brought it up, because there's no question it's a bummer.
Yeah.
It's got to be a bummer for her, and it's certainly a bummer for me when I go and hug her and she's like, ow! And I'm like, that's a hug.
Yeah.
And not a hard hug either. Like, we're not talking about, I didn't dive from the second floor of our house onto her. I'm talking about a hug.
Yeah.
Ow! What the fuck?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
It's tough. It's a tough one. You know, I remember my kids being breast height, you know, and you give them a hug and they put their head on it. I just have to, like, suffer. Like, oh.
Well, that's what I was sort of wondering is that something she always had, and only now that we've been together this long is she willing to say, fuck you, get off me?
Oh.
Or is that something
Find
that's
out.
Come about?
I want to hear when she thinks it started.
She didn't used to have it. She said, no. I've talked to her.
Maybe it is. Maybe it's a breastfeeding thing. I can't really remember. I feel like mine were always on the tender side. I remember being little and thinking, oh, ow, that hurt.
Really?
Like, yeah, like a straight from the nipple straight back would be. But I think that's normal. Like if someone pops you one in the tit, like that hurts.
Well, yeah, you get hit anywhere on your body.
Right. I can still feel it. I can feel it when I push right straight in on the nipple. Like there's a
soreness.
Nothing.
There.
I would not have been able to do that, you know, years ago before I was taking the evening primrose. Okay, blah blah blah. There's that one. This one is Happy New Year. And hello, Secret Show team. My name's Anna, and yes, you can say my name.
Anna.
I've been divorced twice, with my most recent one finalized in 2017. I'll say that last one financially ruined me and tore my family apart. I had to work two jobs to keep things moving along, and the struggle for a while was real. During the last months of my divorce, I met someone that filled my heart and soul, which I'll tell you, after 5 years of no sex, damn, it was just time for me to be open to this possibility. It became a beautiful relationship. We're now about to celebrate 6 years of happy, loving partnership. In 2022, we decided to throw our luck to the wind and see about the possibility of buying a home. I knew I was never going to qualify based on my financial history, let alone my credit. His was A+, and he knew he qualified on his. Those of you on the show can probably guess where I'm heading with this. I wanted to be able to be part of the entire process, from responsibility to being on the title. Surprise for the both of us when we found out all that hard fucking work I've been doing to clean my shit up that my ex-husband left for me had paid off. In December of 2022, she figured she was ruined.
Mm-hmm.
She'd been busting her ass. In December of 2022, we found out we qualified for a home of our own. We are so super excited for this. My first time buying, his third time. I don't know how you guys have done this, but it's super, super stressful. My anxiety with this process is through the roof. It is actually crazy buying a house. Like there's so much work you have to do on your part. Then you got to find a place, and then you actually have to win the place. Like, these days, buying a house is like a fucking competition.
It's a lot. And I'll tell you, there are a lot of things that come up in life, whether this is a sick relative or a home purchase or having a baby. And you really should get to just only do that. Like, you shouldn't have to go to work or exist in the world any other way than while you're dealing with these incredibly difficult things, but unfortunately, you somehow still have to keep the other balls in the air while you're dealing with.
Yeah. Turns out if you're responsible enough to be actually qualify for a loan for a house, it's because you've got all these responsibilities.
Right, right.
A lot of stuff going on, but listen to this. The best news of all of this is we are winding down to the closing date, which is no later than tomorrow, it looks like. When did she send this? It looks like last Friday. And we already have our movers booked for this Saturday. We are going to be in our new home in Santa Rosa, Sad to leave Luma, but we're so excited and feel so blessed for this wonderful blessing that's been given to the both of us. Long story short, I doubted myself in all the hard work I had done to repair my financial situation on my own. My ex-husband's last words leaving court were, "I'm going to ruin you." What an awful person. He did for a small time, she says. But hard work pays off. I will never allow someone to beat me down so hard where I doubted myself for years. With hard work and perseverance, I did it. We did it. We are homeowners, finally and once again. Happy New Year to a great beginning of 2023.
Some of the best lessons don't come from a classroom. They come from experience. On The Power of Advice, a new podcast series from Capital Group, you'll hear from CEOs, investors, and founders about how they built careers, took risks, and reinvented themselves. If you're starting your own journey, this is the kind of advice you won't want to miss. Available wherever you get your podcasts. Published by Capital Client Group, Inc.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Anna.
Congratulations, Anna.
It is, I find it so, not just heartbreaking, but scary what people turn into sometimes in divorces. Like a person that you loved, now you're looking for ways to hurt them.
Well, you know,
looking to take from them.
I don't know about that. I can't speak to that. I do think that, you know, when someone's hurt, there are some people's instinct is to hurt that person back. I'll get you. And I guess understand that. That's an instinct that you must have, and you should fight. You shouldn't go there, but some people do. I don't know. It's awful. That whole
horrible.
Like, you hear that. Divorce is so bad that people you don't even know why someone will marry again.
Right.
Since it's been so bad.
I never want to go through that again. What, you want to marry me?
Hey.
Look, I do.
Hey, I wanted to bring something up before we split because we didn't get to it on the air. The Harry thing came up because I've been fascinated by, I always thought he was the cool one of the group.
Yeah.
The royals, that is.
Yeah, sure, the royals, right.
And then
Prince Harry.
And I can't say I followed it at all. So I understand if someone's hearing me talk about it and being like, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You're right. Okay. I don't. But one of the things we talked about was this guy left England with a ton of money. Like, he walked away.
Oh, sure. Yeah, he has money.
And people are saying, he didn't get any money. These are texts that we're getting where people are saying, he didn't leave with any money. They cut him. Here it is. Vin, Harry did not leave with England's money. They cut him off. You would understand more about it if you watched Harry and Meghan. It's enlightening. Now, I understand that he is playing a victim, and he might be one, but I would bet you...
Oh, he's worth millions.
I would bet you anything. I didn't put money down on it, like really, for real, put money down. Princess Diana did not let those kids... She didn't pass away without them having a full trust, both kids, that would pay and keep them set up for life.
Yeah, the family has money.
There's no fucking way that guy left England... Broke.
Yeah.
No way.
I
don't believe it for a
Completely
second.
Completely concur.
The documentary that they did, whatever, they both state that. Whether it's true or not, they both say, we did not get money from the royal family.
Well, here's the thing.
They did kick
They can
out.
Say, we didn't get money from as we left. But they have money. And all the money that they, I don't know, think they earned is because they were a prince the whole time. Like,
I forget how they word
there's,
it, but
there's
it did seem
allowances, like royal allowances.
We have to go and make our own money. But they also
they're going to work.
They do have to go make their own money, and they don't get money from the palace or whatever.
Well, no, they're cut
they
off.
They do have all these resources, and everybody knows their name, so yeah. They have all this, you know, the highfalutin.
They can trade on their name.
People that
will. Well, that I understand. Like, if the guy left England truly broke, and
he
I'm
didn't.
Not, and I don't know, I don't. But I also think that if you're taking his word for it and he's saying they cut me off, I understand he's been cut off. He has no daily or weekly or monthly injection.
He's got what he got, though.
But he left with whatever trust his mom put in place for him when he was born. Like, they have
money. And even if
money.
That's not what it is, they have money. I've read places where he's worth like $15 million or even $30 million. Let me see if I can find his Prince Harry net worth. And they've only improved that since leaving because they've got, I think maybe the $15 million is the deal with Netflix. They have a huge deal. He's about, I'm sure he got an advance on that book. He's worth about $60 million.
Yeah, so to me, I could see, I understand more if he was leaving broke that he would have to do this tell-all. I get that.
According to Mirror Online, it's been reported the overall deal with Netflix is worth $100 million.
For him to do this tell-all.
Well, I don't know about the book. I don't know if that's part of the Netflix thing, but they did that documentary. But they also have a bunch of other little, like, series in production and stuff. They're
right.
Just looking, you know, good for them. They're going to be fine. Don't worry about the royals, any of them. Even the ones who date underage girls and hung out with Jeffrey Epstein, they seem just fine. No one seems to be throwing them in jail. Where's that guy now? Has he had to go to a courtroom? Feels like he
should.
You
know what? Maybe 831 says, you two have got to watch this Netflix special ASAP. You're missing a huge part of the story. I must be, and I'm telling you that openly. I'm honestly telling you, I don't know, I don't follow, and I don't care. If anything, I would say I'd be on the same page as the people of England who are like, don't give them any more fucking money.
Yeah.
Like, we don't need to keep this pomp and circumstance and all this stuff up when it doesn't have any function.
It has historical value. Like, I see the whole royal family thing, but to me, it is antiquated and these people aren't better than anyone else. Like, all the protocol, like, you can't look directly at the queen or whatever the fuck it is, or you can't turn your back, you have to back out of rooms. Like, you don't touch her. It's like, okay, but also, she's just a human lady. Well, she's dead now. He's just a human man who, by the way, at one point said he wished he was a tampon so he could be all wedged up tight in Camilla Parker bowels,
that too.
Bowels.
I not because I want to be bloody, but I want to be as deeply in you as I can.
Yeah. And you want to live there and be pulled out by a string, obviously.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Sure. Right.
That'd be good.
I mean, humans. We're all just humans. No human is better than any other human.
Well.
Maybe you can behave better.
Yeah.
You know, there are nicer people than others.
Anyway, you know
some
what?
Jerks out there.
I'll tell you what. I will do a little work on this and watch the Netflix thing. But right now, my impression is, what a sniveling bitch! Like, just go live your life, bro. Go live your life. Like, you got out of there with whatever money your mom set up for you in a trust. Your wife is was not a movie star, but
no,
she had
an actress. She has some money.
Actress. She's got some money. Go live your lives. Mm. What are you doing?
You'll be fine.
You're behaving like a snitch. And there are people.
Yeah. Looks very handsome on the cover of his
there
book.
There that love the royals.
Yeah.
Like my neighbor, the English lady that I told you, they're over Harry. They're like, that guy.
How dare he? No! The establishment, the historical value of the royal family.
I like it.
I don't know. Wow, you bringing up the royals.
I just wanted to, we didn't get to do the text, and I just wanted to mention it because a lot of people wrote in and said, you guys don't know the whole, okay, I'll look at the whole story.
Don't, you don't have to.
I want to watch the Netflix. If there's something he's going to tell me that's going to make all this whining make sense, okay.
Because he's not going to save anybody from it. Like, he sounds like he's got out of a cult and now he's like whining about it.
Yeah,
like,
kind of. So if to me, if what he's saying is true, then I totally see why he's doing it. If he did indeed leave with no money and is not going to get any money,
that's not true.
If that's true, and he's saying that, and they were being racist and more behind the scenes,
right.
He's telling all because he's like, fuck you. The whole world thinks of me this way, and now
I fucking left you guys for a reason, and I'm gonna fucking snitch on you because you guys are a bunch of dicks, and I never got my way.
Did you hear where he said William and Kate made him put the Nazi uniform on to go to that party?
Oh, something like that.
I read that and went,
in the book.
Again, with no taking no responsibility for what you do.
Yeah. That's fun. Just good times. I'm enjoying the show, frankly.
All right. Yeah. Well, I mean, he's definitely putting on a show.
That's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Happening.
I guess we have to stop now.
I guess.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks. Send emails. We always want people's bad advice questions. We love it. We pick them apart. We'll make it happen for you. Send them to Bryn, BRYN, @radioalice.com. See you tomorrow.
The end.